From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Jennifer Mitchell with the news on This Day in Maine, Wednesday, January 29th, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by New England Rehabilitation Hospital of Portland, helping patients and their families after illness or injury. Learn more at nerhp.org.
Government scientists told the state's Climate Council today that Maine has been reducing its overall emissions of climate-warming pollution over the last several decades. And they say that the carbon-absorbing capacity of Maine's vast forests could ease the road to meeting ambitious goals set by Governor Janet Mills and the legislature. But the panel also heard from a group of young activists that the goals are not aggressive enough. Fred Bever reports.
At the governor's urging, the state last year adopted a goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions over the next 10 years by 45% from 1990 levels and by 80% in 2050. But just downstairs from the second meeting of the new Climate Council at the Augusta Civic Center, a group of more than 60 young activists ranging in age from elementary school to college was calling for more.
We demand that achieving zero emissions by the year 2030 be the ultimate and official goal for the state and the Maine Climate Council.
Anna Siegel is a 13-year-old activist from Yarmouth and a member of a coalition called Maine Youth for Climate Justice. She says Portland and South Portland are helping to lead the way by declaring a climate emergency, and the state should follow.
Those aren't empty words. And that isn't an idealistic dream. The first step on this staircase, a staircase leading out of the flames licking our heels, is to declare a climate emergency.
Other speakers called for the Climate Council to consider racial and economic justice when taking action to mitigate the harms of climate change and to minimize the influence of corporate interests in its decisions. Hannah Pingree, who co-chairs the council, says it will need to balance numerous interests in producing an action plan by the end of the year, particularly to meet the specific goals of reducing emissions in an economically challenged rural state that relies on fossil fuels for heat and transportation. But, Pingree adds, members are sensitive to the issues raised by the youth group.
We've worked hard to make sure we have a transparent process, a diverse process. We heard this morning from Anya Wright, our youth council member. We have youth members on each of our working groups, and they've been really important participants. And I would say the next step of the Climate Council's process this spring is going out to communities and hearing from more stakeholders.
Earlier, the Climate Council received a presentation from the State Department of Environmental Protection that found that between 1990 and 2017, the state's carbon emissions dropped by more than 17%, making an interim goal of 20% by this year seem within reach. And scientists also presented evidence that the state's forests are offsetting some 60% of the emissions produced by fossil fuels in Maine. Pingree says that the council's most difficult task, rather than reducing emissions, may be to create a plan for mitigating the effects of climate change, such as increased flooding inland and on the coasts.
It will be an area where we really actually will need the federal government to wrestle with this, because you start talking about that kind of infrastructure and you're much more significant than even figuring out how to, you know, electrify our transportation infrastructure.
But Seth Berry, co-chairman of the legislature's Energy and Utilities Committee, says the state's methodology for calculating its actual emission levels may be understating the case. For instance, he says, while the state got credit when an old oil-burning electricity plant was retired within its borders, the methodology did not count emissions from an out-of-state natural gas plant that supplied replacement energy to Maine consumers.
Because it's coming from out of the state, it's treated as zero emissions, which, you know, isn't really accurate for obvious reasons. You know, we certainly should be aware of some of the flaws within the electricity sector. I would count it as overly rosy.
The council soon will be getting some help in making its own analyses of Maine's carbon dioxide emissions and how to improve them. Yesterday, the state awarded a $400,000 consulting contract to the Eastern Research Group, a Massachusetts company which specializes in emissions budgeting and climate adaptation planning. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And that's today's Maine News. For more, visit MainePublic.org. And tomorrow, join us for Maine Calling Online with a listen back to an earlier program on internet privacy and parenting. I'm Jennifer Mitchell.